What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
We're on the air, baby.
Oh my goodness.
We're on the air.
Hi, everybody.
You sound so cute. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to this very laid-back episode.
I'm literally folding laundry.
Allison's folding laundry.
I'm going to be holding
this
microphone.
I'm just sitting next to her on the couch. This is like one of these episodes where like, you know what? This because Allison, well, let me explain. Allison is leaving tomorrow, going
Yay.
To New York.
Yay.
You're excited about that, baby?
Whee!
The microphone is like literally between your lips.
I'm holding it with my knees
this
while
This looks
I fold.
Like a scene from The Breakfast Club with Molly Ringwald trying to put on her lipstick with her cleavage.
Although I'm trying to do other things with this thing.
That's disgusting.
That didn't make any sense.
Not at all. But Allison's leaving tomorrow for New York. You're going to be there for about a week and a half.
Yep.
Explain, you're going out there just to, you're going to hang out with some friends.
Going to hang out with some friends and definitely, can you hear me at all? Sorry.
No,
you're
going
to have to, you should be like the talk show host and hold the microphone underneath my mouth, just like an old school host would.
Wait a minute.
Here, I'm going to just do this, okay?
Okay, it's okay, babe. So you're going there to hang out with friends.
Yes.
And you're doing a spot in New York, too.
Yes, I might be doing two. I'm waiting to hear back, but for the current moment.
So she's leaving tomorrow.
Yay!
Which is today, the day that this podcast goes up.
Oh, yes, yes,
and,
yes. Let's get technical with these people.
Yes.
So I figured this will be a fun little kind of farewell. Because this is interesting, too, because normally I'm the one who leaves.
Yep.
I'm the one who's on the road for, you know, weeks at a time, and Allison's here by herself. And this time, Allison's leaving, and it's not, you know.
And I've already been gone for a little bit. We came home not long ago from our own trip together, and then I went right off for a weekend without him.
Yeah. Like, one of the first times you've done, like, a full kind of weekend, full club gig without me.
It's true. Very true.
How did it feel?
Oh, my God, it was amazing. And the people I worked with were even more amazing. It was just one of those all-around awesome weekends. Like, there's really nothing to complain about. And if you guys want an extra good laugh, look up Michael Malone or at Malone Comedy. He was our headliner.
The plugs are at the end of the show. Honey.
Look, I'm just trying to help out how awesome these people were.
I wish you look like a hunchback trying to blow yourself right now.
Wait, have fun storming the castle.
Do you think they'll make it?
It'll take a miracle.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
No, are you taking a picture? Is this for all of... But I look disgusting because
it's okay, I got the picture.
Oh, jeez. It's okay, I got the picture.
I'll upload that with the podcast so everybody can see Allison blowing herself with a microphone.
Brilliant. So I'm going to forewarn you all that I look very sweaty and disgusting.
You know what? Women, I love you, but you got to... And I say women because it's not just you. One, you don't look disgusting, honey. You
terrible.
Look,
you should hide me from people's
sight. You look relaxed.
Sight.
You look like you're just being you. You don't look... Jeff Foxworthy had a great bit where he talked about his wife and how the same basic idea how women are always saying, oh, my God, I look so bad. I look so bad. And he's like, if my wife looked as bad as she claims she does, I would... keep her in the garage and charge admission to go see her.
I remember. That's right.
Like, it's a great bit, but it's true. You don't look like shit. Trust me. If you look like shit, I would tell you look like shit.
Another woman would look and be like, oh, my God, she looks like shit.
Well, that's because women are catty.
It's true.
Guys don't care. Guys never look at another guy, holy God, that guy looks like shit. Unless, you know, the guy...
looks like shit.
Yeah, exactly. So
Double
relax. The
sword.
Picture is going to look fine.
Why,
of you.
Thank you, Lamb.
You're
I
very
appreciate
welcome.
Your lambiness.
So you're going to New York tomorrow, which is going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And then I come home, and I'm only home for 3 days before Flip and I go out together to Alaska.
We're going
Alaska.
Back up to Anchorage, Choku Charlie's. Anybody up there listening that lives in Anchorage and knows Choku, we will be there the week of May 12th through the 19th, I believe, right?
Well, it's actually technically the 13th through the
18th. We're plugging way too early.
13th through the 18th.
There you go. My point is this. So Allison's leaving tomorrow, and I'm like, you know what? Let's just have a you and me podcast. She's literally folding laundry as we're doing this. And
casual.
Because it's been a little while since there's been a show with me and you. Well, maybe...
That's true.
Like,
you've done shows without me.
Well, there are other people in my life.
I know. Thank God.
Actually, I think the last show we did was when we were in the car driving back from Big Bear.
That's right. That was a cathartic little session.
That was funny. One of my good friends who listens to the show, Adam, I saw him in Florida, and he said, by the way, I listened to that last show with you and Allie. Not funny, but very interesting. It was like being a fly on the wall in a marriage. So yeah. I hope everyone enjoyed that little non-traditional podcast that we did.
We do.
Well, I think
but you know what? That's what's honest about us. Not that's what's honest, because
yeah, we don't hold anything back,
and we don't always. We're not always on.
Yeah, most comedians aren't. You know, most comedians are actually very sad, depressed people. Isn't it ironic?
We're like the two that are like disgusting happy all the time.
Ah, let's be honest. No, we're not.
Well, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm pretty disgusting.
Not
happy.
All the time. If you were happy, like crazy happy, like you claim to be all the time.
I never said crazy happy. I said disgusting happy.
Because nobody can be that happy all the time.
I'm pretty happy a lot of the time.
The time is not all the time.
Let's get technical. Technical. We're going to get technical.
I'm just stating a point. There's a big difference between all the time and a lot of the time.
Let's get it.
But no, comedians are mostly, or not mostly, but a lot of comedians are sad, depressed people. And comedy, you know, fills that void that a lot of comedians need filled. You know, I admit it freely. Comedy, the attention I get from an audience fills this little hole inside of me that other people fill with, you know, dancing or music or architecture or whatever. So it's just mine.
Or penises.
Yes. Some people fill their
holes
with
penises. A lot of people
fill
their holes with penises.
Who would you say is the most depressing comic you ever met?
Depressing?
Like somebody off stage who's just like, oh, life sucks. And you go, yeah, but you know, you got all this going. Yeah, but it's not going to last.
I'm not naming names.
I'm not gonna name names, but I know what you're talking about.
I can envision like three or four people. Yes.
Okay, well, give me. You don't have to name, but give me a situation where you realize this person was not the happy-go-lucky person they claimed to be.
Well, you know, anybody who listens knows me, so they know how ridiculously positive I try to be and try to let other people like feed off of that for me. When I continuously was looking on the bright side of things or trying to help the person look on the bright side of things, and every single solitary thing I said was counteracted by like the most negative and kind of like crazy negative thing. Just really taking it to a level that's like almost not realistic negative.
Give me an example.
If I say, I'm trying to think of the exact verbiage and situation, but I would be like, the person would say, I'm just going to give up comedy. No, you're hilarious. There's no way you should give up. No, I should just die alone. Well, that just jumped the, that just jumped from one side. No, are you kidding me? You're so attractive and you're so much fun. Any person's lucky to have you. Well, they haven't been lucky yet. Okay. Well, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're
banging your head against a wall.
And I'm like, I'm trying to tell you how awesome you are. And instead of just, even if you don't believe it, just taking it in and going, okay, thank you. And then walking away and being like, what a stupid bitch, you know, about me. Like, specifically saying this stuff.
Misery loves company. So when you try to cheer somebody up, as opposed to, I think, changing an entire outlook and feeling that they have, it's easier for them to try to bring you down to their level.
Do you know what I did this weekend? I actually didn't even get to tell you about this. I saw a friend of ours who was having a bit of a tough time. Thank you. He's having a bit of a tough time, and I'll just do this. I listened for literally 2.5 straight hours. Just listened. I probably said a total of maybe 1 minute's worth of words, and it was sporadic.
Do I know this person?
Yes.
Is it somebody that lives where you were, or somebody that you talked on the phone with?
Lives where I was.
Okay.
So going through a tough time, and just after 2.5 hours, and I was more than happy. Like, I wasn't upset listening for 2.5 hours, but I realized that they needed to vent, and that it was the wrong time to give my you know, super sugariness to the situation. So I just waited and I kind of, you know, nodded, not necessarily in agreeance, but just like nodded in understanding of what the person's coming. Like you said, misery loves company. So I didn't try to whatever. But when it came time, when the end of the story had happened, I realized how truly sad this person was and how sitting, I don't believe in misery always needing to have that same company, because then you don't change. So after that, all that time, I just took my cue and knew when it felt right. And I just gave them the other side to look at. Not just their side, but the other person. The person that was upsetting them. That maybe they're taking certain things too personally, or maybe they're taking certain situations incorrectly because of how they're blinded by their own emotion. And just not even in a direct way of like, you need to stop feeling this way. It's almost like, you know what? But take into consideration these aspects. Maybe it'll help the way that you're feeling a little tiny bit to recognize the other person's shoes. And I really...
To recognize the other person's shoes?
Like, well, I just meant
were they
that
a jogger.
I just meant to recognize the path that they've walked down, instead of walking in another person's shoes. To
recognize their shoes, but notice them.
Just notice
aren't
that those shoes happened.
Got them on sale.
Those shoes took that walk. So
and was the person grateful when you were done?
Yeah, actually, you could tell from like the depths of their soul that they really did take into the things that I said. So that's why I say sometimes these. You know, people, you might just have to find the right time with which to talk to them.
You have a knack for that. You have a knack for turning people around. For the most part. I know some people that you've tried to talk to.
Are unturnaroundable.
Unturnaroundable. They are completely, they hence don't, you why don't I spin them right round, baby. Right round.
But hence why I'm going to New York.
Yes. Yes. And
every now and again, every friend needs a little bit of help. And yes, sometimes sugary Allison needs to come to the rescue.
That's without getting too detailed. Allison is one of the reasons she's going to New York is that we have a friend who's been in a kind of
funk
and Allison is literally flying across the country
to cheer them up.
To cheer them up.
Like that is exactly what I am doing.
Yes.
And it is important to not only that person's soul, but my own soul.
Well.
And Flip's soul.
Well, yes, because this person is.
Needs the time away from me.
Well. I'm actually. Because this is something interesting. Okay, here's a little personal shit about Flipper. I have never lived on my own.
Nope.
Never. I grew up with, you know, obviously living with my parents, my brother. Didn't go away to college. I went to a college that was maybe realistically 30 to 40 minutes away from my house. I lived on campus for 2 semesters, but it didn't really count because I could drive home to my parents anytime. I was never really alone. And I had roommates when I lived on campus. And then... you know, I was on the road, and I'd stay in hotels and whatnot. And for 2 summers, I lived in Texas doing musical theater. But I didn't live there. I was just working at this theater over the summer. So I never had my own place. And even then, I had roommates, but never had my own place. And moved out here, immediately had a roommate, lived with them for almost 9 years. Then I met Allison, moved right into her place. So I've never had my own place. I've never lived on my own. So Allison going away for a week and a half is... It's going to be fun because, like, I've had some nights alone in my own – because, like, when I'm on the road, I'm by myself in a hotel room. But it's a
but
hotel.
But it's a hotel, yeah.
Yeah. Here, I'm in my own space and with my own stuff. And you know what's going to happen? I'm probably
so
gonna,
much jerking off.
So much.
God, this house is going to be covered with sperm. It's going to be terrible.
If we ever want kids, all you got to do is just rub up against the chair.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. And little did you know that that's exactly what he meant.
By the way, Gene Wilder did not have a British accent. He wasn't snow.
No, because that was Veruca Salt.
Father.
That was Veruca Salt responding. Snozzberry? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
Right,
that's who
but
I was
Gene
quoting.
Wilder would be like, and the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Okay, let's get technical. Technical.
Life is built around technicalities. Don't.
Jesus Christ.
He had a
Let
lot
it
of
go.
Technicality.
Let it go.
Let it go, Jesus Christ.
Let it go. Let it go.
It's Ethel Merman in Frozen. Let it go. Let it go. I pulled that away from
Don't hold back anymore.
So I'm excited about being here by myself. Like having, because I've had the bed to myself a couple of times, but not for a full week. So this
and
is.
See, like whenever he goes away, I just kind of come back to center because I lived. Think here. That was you moved in November 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I lived in this place by myself for 2.5 years.
Well, good for you.
Well, no, but all I'm saying is
all I'm saying is there's going to be a party here. Everybody listening is invited.
All I'm
email
saying
me
is that when,
if you're
when
in
Flip
the California
leaves,
area,
it doesn't
we're
feel
a big
foreign.
Fucking party.
It doesn't feel foreign.
Hookers. I'm going to bring hookers
but
on.
But when Flip's here by himself,
hookers,
that'll be a little bit more foreign.
So much.
So he'll have a lot of foreigners
so
over doing cocaine
Charlie
and having
Sheen's
sex
already
on his face.
Charlie Sheen beeped me. He paged me and said he's coming. Left me a
wow.
A page.
Well, aren't you just winning?
Did you ever have a pager?
Fuck yeah, I had a beeper.
A beep. See, that's what's so interesting. Like, okay, because we were talking about this yesterday, and I sometimes get on this kind of thought pattern about this specific idea, just how fast technology is moving, and the things that we thought were so cool. Not even when I was a kid. Fuck that. When I was 19, well, I guess maybe a teenager, you know, late teens, early 20s, that I thought were so cool, kids will never know today. Beepers being one of them. Pagers. No kid, everybody has a cell phone now. So the idea of sending somebody, a message with just numbers, and that's a page saying this number, wants you to call them back. Without knowing whose number it is, you don't have a name that pops up with the, the number. I'm sorry.
Jesus, he's like Hiccupy Joe over here.
I know. That's
maybe
my.
Maybe it's your cue to shut up. I'm kidding. I love you.
Turn your mic off.
Aw, I love you. I was kidding.
My point is, like, kids will never know beepers. Kids will never know typewriters.
Jesus Christ, right?
Yeah. Are there aside from somebody being ironic, you know, or somebody who's a purist,
or
somebody who has a prop from movie or play, who owns a typewriter anymore? Honestly,
my mother owns a typewriter.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Does she use it?
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me scratch that. You might have a typewriter because you've had one and you just don't want to get rid of it for whatever reason, or you can't get rid of it. But who uses a typewriter anymore? Honestly.
People that live up to the 40s.
Get out the typewriter, Johnny. Like, I took typing class. I took a class in high school where I learned to type on a typewriter. And Whiteout.
Grandpa.
What happened to Whiteout? Remember, Whiteout was a fucking probably close to $1 billion industry back in the day.
My God. I think they still sell Whiteout.
No, they
don't. Yes, they do.
For what?
For regular, like, if you wrote something down with a pen and you needed to erase it without scratching it out.
What?
Yes, huh? They still sell it.
What are you talking about? Who's going to write something with a pen?
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're writing something with a pen, it's obviously a note for you, right?
Not necessarily. People write letters with pens. You're trying to say that there's no such thing as letters anymore, but I'm trying to let you know there are people that are still hanging on.
If there are people who's
Whiteout,
I
guarantee. Go look up Whiteout and see if you could buy it today.
Well, I'm sure you could still buy it, like office
for nostalgia purposes.
But I mean, no. Who's gonna? What purpose is Whiteout used for now?
Offices.
For what? Everybody's got computers and printers. If you were in an office that actually has a typewriter and Whiteout, you don't have a successful business. Unless your business is
artists use Whiteout.
Artists.
Mm-hmm. If you were drawing something and you were like, "That sucks right there,"
oh,
in that little spot.
Now you're fishing, honey. Artists do not use Whiteout.
No, I'm folding laundry.
Oh, fuck off. Artists do not use Whiteout, honey. You're trying to defend
I'm defending Whiteout.
And you know what? There's no way to defend it. Whiteout is a useless product right now.
Why don't you go write a letter to Mr. Whiteout and tell him to close his factory doors then?
Because if I messed up on writing the letter, I have no way to correct it.
I'm so close to punching your balls. They're right in my face.
My balls are not in your face.
They're right there.
Trust me.
He is ball dipping me while we speak, ladies and gentlemen.
Which doesn't say a lot for my balls, considering you have no trouble speaking with my balls in your mouth. Much better. No, why? Like all of these obsolete products, and my point going back to the kids today will never know of these.
Back in my day, we had Whiteout.
Yeah.
I'm
at that age where I can say back in my day. That's fucking sad, but that's part of getting older is you have these moments, and you understand why older people were kind of crabby toward the younger generation. Because when I was younger, it was like, back in my day, we didn't have no Walkman. We didn't have no cable TV with your extra 12 channels that you get.
Whatever
cable was in the infancy.
It was like five channels.
No, I remember like here. Okay, here's another. This is just going to be the show about like. Do you remember this?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Nice. The original HBO, the original cable. Like I remember when my family got it. We didn't have a remote control, kids. There was no remote control for the cable at the time. What it was, and tell me if you remember. Well, you never had cable, did you?
I had cable when I was older. I didn't have it when I was really young.
So you didn't, well, I was going to say, you didn't have it in the early 80s. You weren't born in the early 80s.
Yes, I was. I was born in 82.
Well, you wouldn't have appreciated cable. You just gave away your age.
Oh, I don't give a shit. 82, everybody.
There you
82.
Go.
82. I'm 100 years old.
There you
1882.
Go.
1882.
So cable was not a remote. And those listening who know what I'm about to say, I'm sure you're smiling or just shaking your head going, holy shit, that was a long time ago. It was basically this, it looked like a brick with an angle on it. It was like flat on the bottom and then the top had a slight decline from the top to the bottom, but it was like a brick shape, kind of square. And then on the far left was this little like dial thing. And it had three levels, the top, the middle, and the bottom. And it's like a little switch. And then going along the length of the brick thing were the channels. So, the channels being like a little piece of paper with the channels listed on it. And above the channels were buttons. Are you following me here, baby?
I stopped listening. Was I supposed to? I thought that was just for the listeners. That, no, I heard no, you. No, there
why
was
would
a
I
brick,
think the person sitting right next to me would be
thing.
Paying attention
I'm
to me talking
kidding,
to
I'm
them?
Kidding.
You're absolutely right. Mistake.
I was kidding with you. Calm down. There was a brick thing with a slanty deal, and it had little buttons, and it had a like a written thing underneath it that said the. I remember vaguely
and
that
on the
in
left,
people's
it was
houses.
Like a little switch. And then what happened? Like, let's say you wanted to go to channel, let's say Cinemax. If you had Cinemax, Cinemax might have been like the third channel down on the top, and then the second level. So you'd have to push the third button, and then put the switch to the second level, and that's how you change channels and everything.
It's like FM1 and FM2.
Yeah, but to a much weirder extent. And then all the way on the right was like a complete dial that you'd use to tune the channel. Back then, kids, channels sometimes came in weird and scrambled, and you had to tune them in with very delicate dials. But we were thrilled with it.
Yes, or you had to use your rabbit ears. That's what I had to
do. Or the rabbit ears, absolutely. There was that was before TV went digital. It was still
before
analog.
Who this before?
Before. Like, but again, like, these were, at the time, it was the coolest thing, and, you know, everybody came to my house to watch TV. I had my Atari 2600, pinnacle of technology, and then, that was 82, so, honestly, 32 years later, like, I'm looking straight ahead at our TV. We have a 56-inch 3D smart television with a 3D Blu-ray player and just things that would blow people's fucking minds if you tried to try to explain to somebody back in 82, like, you know that little 20-inch TV you have? Oh, I know it's huge. But in 30 years, there'll be TVs four times as big with colors you can't even comprehend doing things that the smartest computers in the world can do. And you can own it for a couple of $1,000, if that. People would fucking, their head would explode. And what started this whole thing for my thought process was the other day, I had this little epiphany. There was a parade outside down the street here in Burbank. And one of the people in the parade was Ronald McDonald. And
while you're talking, I'm going to get the rest of my laundry. I love you. Goodbye, everybody, for 2 minutes.
Turn the mic off. All right, so I'll be talking to myself then.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I heard this part. I heard the
Ronald McDonald. Do you need the key? So anyway, Ronald McDonald was in the parade. Now I'm talking to myself. Ronald McDonald was in the parade, people. And I started thinking, like, Ronald McDonald really isn't relevant anymore, is he? You know, maybe occasionally the cartoon version of him is on a Happy Meal somewhere. But Ronald McDonald is not in any more commercials. When was the last time you saw a commercial with Ronald McDonald in it? I'll wait. Think about it. Yeah, I can't think of one either. What, 10 years maybe? You know, over the last couple of years, all the McDonald's commercials are, I'm loving it. And it's, you know, it's people. They're making it more personal. There's either people eating in the restaurant or a family or something wacky and funny happening. But Ronald McDonald, who was an icon, and I guess still is to our generation, is not going to be to the generation coming up now. Ronald McDonald is not relevant anymore. He still makes appearances for some reason because there's still enough people who remember him. But kids, which was the target audience of a fucking clown, are not going to know Ronald McDonald. You know? Well, I think they stopped using Ronald McDonald when maybe around that time that movie came out, Super Size Me, when they realized that people kind of realized, like, hey, wait a minute, McDonald's is targeting kids at a very young age through a fun little clown to eat shitty food. And enough people went, you know, McDonald's, that's kind of evil and shit. And McDonald's said, oh my God, is that what we've been doing? Oh, well, I guess we'll stop. And poor Ronald, where's Ronald now? Doing shitty parades. That's where Ronald McDonald is. Better than Grimace. Grimace is sucking dick behind an Arby's. By the way, if you remember Grimace, kudos. You know, I was thinking about it because I had this old joke that I used to do about Ronald McDonald where I would point out another interesting fact. And here she comes. I'm getting to the point about the old joke that I was told you about where Ronald McDonald, McDonald is a Scottish name. So Ronald McDonald is Scottish, and it makes sense if you think about it. He has a bright red hair. He's got very pale skin. He dresses in funny clothes. So the bit was, you know, if you're going to make Ronald McDonald Scottish, go all out. And, you know, the new commercial, he'd come out, hello, I'm Ronald McDonald. I want to welcome you to McDonald's, and I want to introduce my new McShake with more ice cream, more flavor, and rum. And then it cuts to 2 hours later. He's drunk on this... He's drunk in McDonald land, his Big Macs hanging out for everyone to see, and looks up at Grimace and goes, Grimace, let me ask you a question. What the fuck are you? You look like a piece of shit that Barney the Dinosaur took. That's how old the joke was, people. Barney the Dinosaur was a hot topic.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Thank you. So
wait, but does Scots drink rum? I thought that there would be like, it'd be like whiskey territory.
Is it whiskey? You know what it was?
Rum is more like Caribbean. Like, that's where they find... Like,
I think rum was just a funny word. Rum. Lots and lots of rum. I got to roll the R's.
You have to look up and see if there's really rum that's made in Scotland. If there's not, then I just poked a hole in that joke.
Yeah, that's the part of the joke that
doesn't
make
sense.
They
should say bourbon. Because bourbon's got a funny... I can't do a Scottish accent.
You can't do to save your life.
But bourbon is funnier than rum.
Is bourbon funny?
Try to say bourbon.
Bourbon.
I hate you. Say it like Ronald McDonald.
Bourbon!
Say it like Scottish Ronald McDonald.
Bourbon.
There you go.
Well, my point is, I don't know if I could do the bit anymore.
Why?
Because
people don't know who Ronald McDonald is.
Exactly.
Plenty of people know who Ronald McDonald still is.
But the kids won't. But the thing is, that's the other thing. I don't want to be the comic going, hey, you remember McDonald's and Ronald McDonald?
Ronald McDonald is the new commercial for Taco Bell.
Yeah, but it's the name Ronald McDonald. The image is not, like, it's not, I was saying before, Ronald McDonald used to be on commercials, used to be on merchandise, they would have dolls. There was a cartoon series with Ronald McDonald, for fuck's sake.
You could bring up that and then
say. Well, that's the point. That was the whole idea, the thought that I had. I don't know where to take it. Like, the one idea I had was that the fact that McDonald's had to stop, you know, was, I assume, kind of forced to stop using them because people kind of realize, like, oh my God, they're using a clown to indoctrinate children to eat shitty food at a young age, which is evil, but also very brilliant marketing. Other like, bad things should take key from that. And I immediately thought of smoking and guns, but Family Guy already did that joke. So I thought, like, maybe using a clown or something to promote gambling or, you know, bulimia or something like that. You know, hey, kids, do you want to...
Bulimia?
I don't know. Something bad. What's another bad vice aside from gambling, drinking?
Hookers.
That's not really bad.
No, I was going to say... I don't know, I guess.
Well, see, that was a premise. Obviously.
Human trafficking.
Hey, kids. I'm Ronald McDonald for human trafficking. Have you dreamed of seeing the world and having a best friend forever?
Have you dreamed of having a tiny child?
No, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go to the disgusting route.
No, I was going to say be your slave.
No, you're going the obvious. It's got to be the hinting at it.
I see.
You know, so
well, that's why you headline the big rooms.
Yes. I mean, that's an interesting place to go. Human trafficking. That's kind of funny. It's a funny word, trafficking. I wish I could do the Scottish thing. I just don't know. Because the joke was him going, Grimace, what the fuck are you? That was like the big laugh, so I'd have to reinvent
it. But I don't think anybody knows who Grimace is anymore.
That's, well, not anybody, but like my generation.
My generation.
And, well, you're part of my generation. You're like the tail end of mine. But most of the people, it's like, again, it's one of those things. Hey, remember Grimace? I don't want to do that. The saddest thing is seeing a comic trying to still do bits from way back. If I still see comics do a Clinton joke, I walk out. If the word Bill Clinton comes out and it has nothing to do with something recent that he did, if it's, remember Bill Clinton was fucking Monica, like, I walk out. Bill Clinton smoking weed, walk out. You know, Bill Clinton was the original black president, walk out. My president was Bill Clinton, walk out. So, me going, hey, remember Grimace? I would walk out of myself. So if I, like I said, just finding the way to
you should do that. You should go on stage, you should say Grimace, and then drop the microphone and walk out and huff. Yeah.
That would confuse a lot of people. Sorry, folks, this is my own shit. But I would love to, because it was a funny bit, because it's still kind of, because you said, like you said, the name Ronald McDonald is still out there. So if I talk about
the new commercial and talk about how
I'll tell you why right off the bat. I'm not going to marry the bit to a recent commercial. I don't want to say, you know, that new Taco Bell commercial.
You don't have to say it like that, but that's where it's new and it's topical.
Well, what I think could work
are we really working out your bit on this podcast?
People, do you find this interesting? I'm assuming they're saying yes. I think this is one of the first times I've ever tried to work out a bit on the show.
Continue.
No, it's okay. We won't. Now I feel like I'm boring everybody.
No, guys, you're not boring everybody. Work the bit
out. I'm boring you. Because you hear me do this all the time.
Well, I do hear you do this all the time.
I'm not, you're right.
Because they can't give you feedback. It's just
people
them watching
me.
You work it back.
Email me.
Email
if you
him.
Think of, because I, like I said, I'd like to start from the idea that Ronald McDonald isn't around anymore. And then maybe do that human trafficking
thing. And that's
thing.
All. Just say, and then
but
you can even say to
do
the
that
people.
Scottish thing.
But then, baby, listen to me. Here's how you can
what
work
is
out
it,
the
baby?
Bit. Here's how you can work out the bit. You bring up Ronald McDonald just like you did. Like the fact that, well, this was something that was on all the time. How many people here know who Ronald McDonald is? They'll respond. Then you'll know. To the people who don't know, you could say, look, he was a clown spokesperson for McDonald's for like 300 years. And then basically.
300 years?
Give or take. But but
you're
the
idea, my liege. Sir Ronald McDonald comes. From Scotland to amuse you.
Let down
the King Arthur. I'm Ronald McDonald here to amuse you.
Let down the bridge over the High Sea Orange Moat.
He brings with him. I've captured the Hamburglar, sir.
He's got McNuggets.
God, if I do a McNugget ball joke, I'm going to kill myself.
Then don't do it. But I the won't. Idea is you bring that up, you find out who knows Ronald. Then you say, look, it's weird they don't have it. And you could just say, it's not like. I think that you can say Grimace, what the fuck are you, if enough people in the crowd clap. If enough people don't clap, then go ahead and go, look, it was a TV fucking clown, and then you could make it any correlation you want to today's situation. The fact that it was still running around at a parade or some other sort of something.
Well, you missed what I said before. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to everybody listening. I'm going to repeat because Allison wasn't here. I was saying that, you know, Ronald McDonald, he's been reduced to appearing in a parade. Which is
that
which
nobody it, went to.
Which is better than Grimace, who's sucking dick behind an Arby's right now.
Oh, poor Grimace.
Oh.
Hamburglar drinking off.
Rubble, rubble. Rubble, rubble.
And that is the end of the 1980s McDonald's bit. No, but.
I wrote that in the 90s.
Well, anywho, the point of the matter.
The point of the matter
you
is.
You can still bring it up and you can find out if the Grimace joke will work based on the amount of applause.
No, I don't want to redo an old joke. I just want to update an old joke.
Well, then you can update it with the Scottish
yes,
thing.
But I think I've got something to.
Bourbon.
Bourbon. I've got a lot of bourbon.
There you go. There it is.
Bourbon. You like that I can do that, can't you? Bourbon.
Well, it's because you got that fucking 18-inch tongue.
Like that, don't you? That's why you married me.
Did he stuck out his tongue and I was like, well, hello, Gene. I didn't know you were here. Sorry. That's a Family
Guy
reference. to a kiss, to a Gene Simmons kiss.
So my whole point is that nobody uses typewriters anymore.
And then like the laughing like box opens and they're like, yeah, for something you really like.
That was Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I'm mixing them all together.
How could you mix up Rocky and Bullwinkle and laughing? You know, whenever I think of Bullwinkle, I think of Joanne Worley.
Who?
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn, yeah, I get
Henry
that.
Henry Gibson. Yeah. Alan Sues.
Wow, you know all these people?
Dan Martin.
How old are you?
My dad weaned me on Nick at Night.
Oh, he did. Oh, that's true.
Used to watch Laughing on Nick at Night all the time.
Oh, popsicle.
Yeah. Oh, that was... People don't really... Like, that's so funny you bring that up. My guest next week is actually going to be a very funny comic, Jimmy D. Jimmy DeLeve. And he had posted something on Facebook today about how a lot of young comedians just don't know the history. They don't know... like where stand-up came from. They don't know legendary comedy people who paved the way for modern day comedy. Like, I'm telling you, if a comedian today doesn't know who fucking Lenny Bruce is, they need to get
Lenny Bruce is.
I know you do, but I showed you that movie, Lenny.
Yeah, but I knew who he was before then.
Yeah, but Lenny Bruce, if it wasn't for Lenny Bruce and George Carlin and Red Fox and Moms Mabley paving the way for free speech on stage, I'm not saying we wouldn't still be where we are, but it would have taken longer. It wouldn't have happened as quickly, and the comedy movement would not would definitely not have come to the place that we are now. But other people, like I said, Laughing was revolutionary when it came out. Laughing poked fun at the government. It embraced the hippie generation. It was the cool place to go. Saturday Night Live, when it first came out, that was hip.
See, that's what I was weaned on. I was weaned on the 1975, 76. Mm-hmm.
But when that came, see, we look at that now and go, oh, that's funny. It's a land shark.
I think it started in 74.
75.
I think it started in 74.
75.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm almost.
Yeah,
I think you are right. 75, 76.
Right.
Those first couple of years with Gilda Radner and Dan Aykroyd.
Can you name the original lineup?
Yes, the very original lineup.
75.
It was not. It was okay. It was not Bill Murray. Okay.
Give him off.
Okay. It was Gilda Radner,
mm-hmm.
John Belushi,
mm-hmm.
Garrett Morris,
mm-hmm.
Jane Curtin,
mm-hmm.
Dan Aykroyd.
Mm-hmm.
And was it Chevy Chase in the very first year?
Mm-hmm.
And Lorraine Newman.
Very good.
There we go.
Very good. Chevy Chase, how many years was he on the show?
Only one or two. One? First year? No. First and second year. And then he didn't come back for the third. And that's when Bill Murray kind of like took the spot of him.
It was only 1 year.
Ah!
He was only on it for 1 year.
I thought that, okay.
He was a breakout star of that show.
I did say 1 year to begin with. I was teetering whether or not.
One? So you were either rapping or you weren't sure.
Or I have a stutter, and but, you're very mean for pointing it out.
But my point is, it was groundbreaking. It was hip. It was revolutionary. And a lot of comedians today, they don't appreciate this. You know, and even go back earlier than that. Talking Sid Caesar, Milton Berle, Jackie Leonard, Shecky Green, Pat Paulson, Jan Murray, all these insane, brilliant comics that paved the way for modern stand-up comedy, for modern monology. You know, Robert Klein, Dick Cavett, Bob Newhart. Like, all these great comics. And kids, and I say saying kids, but these young comedians today, and I sound like a... I can't believe I'm saying this because I'm
sounding like... They're like, oh, dude, like, I was raised with Louis C.K. Dane Cook.
Yeah, oh, Daniel Tosh, man. He opened the door for me. Like, nothing against Tosh. He's very funny, but fuck. Know your history, because before Tosh, again, there
Tosh
was...
Tosh was inspired by all these people.
Yeah. There was, you know, even go to the 80s. There was Schimmel. There was Bobby Slayton. There was Bobby Collins. There was John Panette, God rest his soul, and Schimmel as well. There was like a lot of people who are actors now were comics in the 80s, like Susie Essman on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David, Jeff Garlin, all the whole Curb cast. My point is this. Know your history, kids. Know where comedy came from. I have a feeling Jimmy and I are going to be talking a lot about that next week, so tune in for that show. It should be a lot of fun. And how's that laundry coming, by the way, baby?
Almost done.
Well, good. So are we. The show's almost done.
How long have we been doing?
About 40 minutes.
All right. right, so we have a little while longer to
go. So that's why I said almost done. See, a lot is like almost. It's not all. I'm calling back a bit from before.
I understood. Don't tickle me.
So what are you excited most about going to New York for?
Oh, my God. I just love the city of New York. It's pretty wonderful. But I'm also excited to see our friend that I'm going to cheer up. And
what do you, and you don't have to, well, I was just going to ask, like, what are you going to do to try to cheer him up?
Just follow his lead. Well, now I've given away that it's a boy. I'm going to just follow this person's lead. This could not, maybe I meant her. he's holding his head in his hand like, oh, Allison.
What a schmuck.
I am. No, I'm going to just try to make him feel better by follow. This person is very much like a spiritual person as well. And I think they just need to be shown a mirror that is still inside them. And that I'm very much like this person. So once going there and just sort of showing this person like himself via me and himself via him, I think that's going to make him excited. Basically, during this funk, this person has gotten in touch with Flip and I, and I know has come away.
We don't have to do that.
I'm not. I'm just saying this person's come away much, much happier after the experience, so I'm hoping that some physical presence is gonna do that.
Well, I hope so, too. I know so. What are you looking at me like that for?
No, because you looked funny. You looked nervous. The faces you were making, you're like, she's going on too long about it. That was the end.
Was that the end?
That was the end.
Is it the last thing you'll ever say?
Ever? No.
Damn it.
Duh.
Well, I'm going to miss you, kind of.
I'm going to miss you a little bit.
I'm upset that I have to get up at the ass crack of dawn to take you to the airport. But you've done it for me.
Oh, have I done it for you? Like, for the last 5 straight
years. Well,
see, there's
a difference. You're a morning person. I'm not.
I'm not a morning person.
You could be a morning. You wake up, and you're for like 5 minutes, you're like, ugh, and then you go, okay, I'm fine. And then sunshine shoots out your ass.
Well, that's just because I'm an awesome person. You could take a cue and become awesome yourself, son.
Yeah, I'd rather be bitter and angry for getting
up
early.
Yeah, you're very bitter and angry.
I'm angry, I bitter.
I need to leave this place.
Have you showered yet today?
Nope, I'm waiting. Because you see, the more late at night I shower, then I don't have to shower in the morning, and I'm still clean throughout the day tomorrow.
Well, that's awesome logic.
Today I'm disgusting.
You're fucking
grimy.
Hideous.
I'm grimy today.
You're very grimy. Well, speaking of grimy, baby.
Really? This early in the situation?
Yep.
How about if he comes out to talk for a little while, since he never talks? He's such an asshole.
That's right. It's time for the Skippy Green
Show. It's the Skippy Green Show.
Jesus Christ, don't ever do that again. I'm hungover. I can't do this. Not right now.
Oh, Skippy.
No, don't talk loud.
It's a pleasure to smell you again.
You're one to talk. My God, what you didn't shower? You're holding tuna between your legs. Raw sushi. A little bit of old guacamole.
I got those guacamoles from you.
Yeah, sorry about that. What can I say?
They're green and they're bumpy. They're your guacamoles.
Yeah, you're pushing it. All right. You want to talk to me for a second? Or are we going to go right to the bit?
Yeah. So what the hell? What were you drinking last night, Skip?
I was drinking some Evan Williams whiskey. I drank an entire bottle of that shit.
Oh, my God. You mean so you drank from a guy named Evan Williams?
See, this is why you feature. This is why you can't headline, because you do bits like those.
You know what? Just because...
Come on, find it.
Just because I'm hacky doesn't mean that you don't have a hacky sack.
Well, you just proved me wrong.
I'm not paying any attention to you.
Well, now the feeling's more than mutual. What was it, Amanda? Listen.
Nice.
Listen.
Skippy, tell me a little about yourself.
Well, I'll tell you, Angelica.
After you showed me a little bit about yourself.
I'll tell you, what do you want to know? You asked me one question. Here's a switch. Ask me a question. And I'll give you the answer in ten words
exactly?
You got it.
Okay. If you...
Yes?
...could go back in time...
Mm.
to schmutz on any woman's face.
Define schmutz.
You define it.
All right, I'll define it. It's the finest thing I've ever done on the face of a woman.
If you could go back in time to schmutz on any woman's face, who would it be and why?
Nice gap. Not nice way to take your time.
I wanted you to know I was serious.
All right, if I could... By the way, I love how on stage you sing the song, Girl Just Swallow the Cum, but here you gotta say schmutz. Like you're an old, like you're my Aunt Mildred, who would have been one.
Are you going to take a schmutz on that poor woman?
By the way, my Aunt Mildred would probably be the answer to that question, but I'll do somebody out there. That was a joke. All right. Here we go. Are you going to be my fingers?
Oh,
as always?
Yeah, I'm going to shove them all in your ass while you're doing this. Nice gap.
I was talking about your vagina, by the way.
Nice, thank you.
Wait, no. Joan of Arc. Because.
Nice gap.
All right. Joan of Arc, because my schmutz would extinguish the fire.
Fucking well done, Skipperoni.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. All right, are you ready?
I think so.
Sniffing to make sure my... Was that you? Were you smelling yourself?
I'm speaking into your cock.
Look, if my cock had a big wire coming out of it, it would be more than a mic stand. All right. That went nowhere. I know. I'm aware.
So, Skippy, that's why you play the big clubs, huh?
I'll be in Spoygen. If you could insert
Jesus any, God.
Let's not bring religion into this. Any object in your ass and or schmutz factory, what would it be and why?
Wait, rephrase that? Say that again?
If you.
Me.
You.
Okay.
Could insert.
Okay.
Any object.
Okay.
In your stinkhole or your schmutz factory. What object would it be?
So the question...
And why?
Tell me, is this if my vagina was capable...
If your vagina and or butthole...
Was capable...
Had no limit to the elasticity.
And I could just put something
you
inside of me.
You could put anything inside. Either one, the other, or both. What would it be and why?
It would... No. I don't want to say it would. Eggtar.
Eggtar? Who has... is that when you crack open an egg and tar comes out of it? Who are you, Nell Carter?
It's terrible.
I know.
No, I was saying, and let's count this again. Guitar, because makes beautiful music, and it could be G-string.
Not bad. Not bad.
Thank you.
Yo, go fuck yourself.
It's the Skippy Green Show.
Duh.
That was awesome, Allie and Skippy.
Hey, Skippy, where'd you go so fast?
Skippy had to go. You scared him with the egg tar idea.
Egg tar.
Baby, this was fun.
This was
just a relaxing, silly show of memories and jokes and holy shit, I'm getting old. Where are you going to be in New York? Because this is going up today, the day you're leaving. So
I'm going to be at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club this Friday, May 2nd at 8 p.m. And I will keep you posted. There might be one other while out there.
Otherwise, catch Flip and I in Alaska, May 13th through the 18th.
There you go. And anybody in the L.A. area tonight, the Tuesday that is today, I will be performing at the Melrose Improv, doing a benefit for Reading for Children. It's a really great cause. I'll be there with a lot of great comics, including Jason Collings, Matt Kershon, Fred Stoller, Dwayne Perkins, a lot of great. And Lamb Chop. Remember
Lamb Chop's Play Along?
The puppet?
Sherry Lewis?
Yeah, Sherry Lewis's daughter and Lamb Chop are hosting the show.
You're kidding.
No.
And I'm not going to be here?
You're going to miss it.
Oh, my God, I love Lamb Chop.
Well, I'll get a picture
Lamb Chop's Play Along, where people come to play along.
There you go.
I used to love that show. This is the song that doesn't end.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please shut the fuck up.
My friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they continue singing it forever just because.
Anyway, yeah, I unplugged you. So come by tonight, 8 o'clock, at the Melrose Improv. And yes, the 13th through the 18th, Allison and I will be at the Choku Charlie's in Anchorage, Alaska. And also next Wednesday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, that would be the 8th, May 8th. I believe, whatever that Wednesday is next week, I'll be at Flappers, 10 o'clock show. All the information, is it the 7th? Sorry, 7th. All the information is on the website, flipisfunny.com. Twitter, at Flip Schultz. AllisonComedy.com. Twitter, at Allison Comedy. And you guys, thanks so much for sticking around. Tune in next week with Jimmy DeLavey. It's going to be a lot of fun. Woohoo! See you later.
The song that doesn't end, yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.